But then you have to assume it's going to happen. Given a dedicated opponent, one who is looking for the seams in the system, they're going to find a way to cause damage, in which case you have to say, all right, when that happens, what are the options? And use the time now, not just to build a system, but to build all the processes around it, to build an institutional capability. Use the peacetime, if you will, to prepare for when the conflict comes. And I was asked recently at a conference, what do you think of the N-1 philosophy for vulnerabilities and patching? And let's just, you know, that old G.I. Joe adage, knowing is half the battle, isn't true. Most of us, in fact, know what needs patching. And the reason patching isn't happening are business reasons. When you wade into the C-level, if you're a CISO, or when you wade in to see your IT counterparts and say, we've got to patch, what they're often hearing is, you're going to increase my tech debt. You're going to increase my ticket time to resolve other tickets. You're going to affect my uptime. And so I would encourage people, especially now as you set goals between the IT department and among the and security or among other departments, make sure you have common goals and make sure that reducing the risk footprint due to unpatched systems is a priority that people are willing to invest in and get innovative around. And then again, this notion of zero trust or close to zero trust environments and network segmentation, avoid the single points of failure that cause cascades if you can. Isolate. Have a little heterogeneity, which of course translates into more IT complexity, but especially work on reducing privilege, reducing who has administrator rights or root access, and make sure that your environment is only as complex and accessible as it needs to be.